I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Absolutely. In London over the last 10 years, that has been what has emerged. You know, why is it the church family, time and again, members of the church family were just not active in sharing their faith? The reason was good things have become God things. So things like the career, the children's education, the flat in the right place, my physical health, they're all good things, my friends. They're all good, but they can become God. And therefore, my heart goes after those things. Actually, we've done a new course, Life Explored, which really tries to help people see what idolatry does to me, why I've got to have at the center of my life the greatest gift I can have is God himself. Because if I try and cause his gifts to be at the center, they'll end up devouring me. So that we've certainly found in London is a huge reason people don't speak. Their hearts are captured by other things.
Let's talk about some of the basic things that we must remember when we want to share faith. And I'll just give you a chance to kind of go through some of those things as we want to do Life Explored.
Sure. Well, I think number one is the basic thing is celebrate people. First of all, God has sovereignly, in Acts 17, put the people around us that are there. So my next door neighbor, my work colleague, they're not there by chance. They're there because the creator of the world has put them there, and they're there to be reached, Acts 17, 26, 27. So once I believe that, that gives me great confidence getting to know them. And I am the most important person they can know because I'm the one who knows Jesus. But the first thing to do is celebrate them. So this morning my sons were doing some planting outside with some neighbors who aren't Christian people. And you just celebrate being part of their lives and then being in our lives. They're both in their late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, just let's celebrate. Let's enjoy people. And we do that by asking questions. Find out about them. The guy next door loves his motor racing. You know, find out. I've become a little bit of a petrol head myself just because I'm asking questions. But secondly, serve them. What's their biggest pressure? What are the pressures in their lives? And you do that again by making sure you have time to stop and ask questions. Time and again, our schedules don't give us that leeway to stop and just, you know, just what's happening in their lives and how can we pray for them? But also, how can we serve? So we draw people into our homeless work at All Souls. We have 300 or 400 volunteers serving the homeless in London once a month, and we say, can you help us? Doesn't matter where you stand, help us. But then thirdly, well, the third issue is the pain line issue, is ask the tough question as you get to know them. Well, the easiest ask in England that is a pain line but is the easiest one to cross is, do you celebrate Christmas? You know, ask them along to a Christmas carol service. That's what we tend to do here. But as you find out about their life, you know, ask questions that may be more difficult. There's a girl on my street with a very bad back, and I say, hey, Linz, what happens if the back doesn't get better? What are you going to do then? Because I'm trying to help her draw out a contrast between Christian contentment that's internal and human happiness that is all about externals. And I'm saying, look, in Christ you can find that contentment. So, look, that's a pain line as we're getting there. But then fourthly, exit. So if they say nothing in England, we go all sullen and say nothing in England, in the English, then you say nothing. But if they talk, you go on asking questions. So those are my four things I keep trying to say to the church family. Celebrate people, serve them, ask the tough question, and exit. If they shut up, you shut up.
Well, you also, I mean, you've kind of divided things up in sort of little three-word ways for us to remember, maybe just about, you know, what the gospel is and then about, you know, how we communicate it. So maybe just review those as well.
Yeah, well, the three words that I'm always saying about when we get to Jesus that we're asking people is identity, who do you think he is? You know, as you look at Jesus, who do we have here? Can you see he's not just a man, he's God? Let's ask people who they think Jesus is. Secondly, mission. Why did he come? Have you understood the cross? He came to rescue us. It's not just a Galilean carpenter dying. He's dying for me in my place. And then thirdly, call. What does it mean to follow him? So as I follow Jesus, I take up my cross. What does it mean to obey him? What do I have to turn my back on? How do I find the wonder of the gift of the Spirit who gives me strength to obey? So those three things, identity, mission, call, I always say are central as we seek to start talking about Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.